Chapter 1. Life. Gandhi claims that everything we do in life is meaningless, but it's very important that we do it. I don't know what the heck that means. I'm just trying to live my life by two simple words, live mas, which many of you know is Latin for live more. Something I feel obligated to include now because my publisher, Rare Bird, thinks it's helpful to throw in these little tidbits. Seriously, guys, I appreciate the editorial assistance, but I'm pretty sure I got this one here. I mean, here's a reason why I'm the author and you're the publisher. Know your role, you know, stay in your lane. I'll appease it to an extent because I'm still waiting for my first advance payment, supposedly due on acceptance, whatever that means. Pretty sure you're going to accept it because fans have already pre-ordered the book in vinyl, but okay. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Buddha, on the other hand, claims life is to suffer. Disagree. To eat uncooked chicken fajitas before a first date is to suffer. To be alive is awesome. Just think of all the benefits that come with being alive. You get to sleep, eat fully cooked food, for the most part, listen to metal, have friends. I have so many. Please refer to my Instagram, at John Gavacan. Watch movies and Netflix, drive, Chili's, Necro Gavacan, travel, bars, metal, love. Throughout the rest of this book, I'm going to teach you how to live your best life. But remember, everyone's best life is relative, because what is best for you might be different for someone else. Like, to me, my best life is going to a Necro Gavacan concert, drinking 5 beers, then gorging myself at Chili's. For Brad, my boss at my day job, it's dropping like $3,000 at the exclusive members-only clubhouse while attempting to make out with an ex-Vine star turned actress turned TikTok star. For the band members of Necro Gavacan, it's touring with Limp Bizkit, which they've done. Check. Hey, you've seen Limp Bizkit's guitar player, right? Wes Borland? Guy sure wears a lot of makeup. He should really considering changing his name to Wes Girland. I bet that guy's best life is getting an unlimited supply of Sephora gift cards or something. God, you're so funny. So yeah, living your best life truly is in the eye of the beholder. It's also important to look at each day as a gift. No matter how tough times may get, always find peace in the fact that you're alive. Think of how many people are not alive. Ooh, remember the 1990 film Ghost, directed by Jerry Zucker and written by Bruce Joel Rubin? Of course you do! That movie kicks ass! Well, newsflash, the lead guy in the movie, Patrick Swayze, he did. Yep. Sorry to burst your bubble. In real life, he's no longer alive. Which is weird, because he played a ghost in a movie called Ghost, and now he's a ghost. That's some foreshadowing, Bruce. Quick side note. Since becoming an author, I've purchased a few audiobooks from my favorite audiobook company, Recorded Books and Tantor Media, on how to actually write a book. Since I have no time to actually read books. Who the hell reads books anyways? Am I right? I find there's actually a tool in writing called foreshadowing. Foreshadowing means a hint at something that will happen later. Like a really rancid fart foreshadowing that you have to poop. Okay, back to life. As I was saying, live life like each day is your last. Make every moment count, no matter how big or small the moment. Ordering Chili's to go? Make it count. Order the crap out of that menu. You know what? Get that extra order of Southwestern egg rolls. I'm buying. Note to legal and accounting, I am not buying. Have a big test today? Study as long and as hard as you're willing to do. Whether you get an A or an F, you made it count. Hold on, there's like a note from Rare Bird, the publisher here. Let me read this. An F grade